You'll notice that there's three questions that Job asked in this particular chapter. Three questions. Absolutely vital questions. And the first one's in verse 4. Look there in verse 4. Here's the first question. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean one? The second question is down in verse 10. Man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? When a man dies, where is he? When he gives up the ghost, where is he? And then verse 14 is the third question. If a man die, shall he live again? Three very, very vital and important questions. And I tell you what, when we deal with these three questions, we'll find out that the answer to all three of these questions is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The answer to every one of them is in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And I just deal with this first question. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Who can do that? Who can do that? Look here in verse 1 with me. Who can bring a clean thing out of something that's unclean? Now you imagine something filthy and dirty and nasty and unclean. How are you going to get something clean out of it? If there's nothing clean in it. If it's unclean itself. And that's why he said here, man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You see, that's where it all started at. That's where it started. It started with our mothers. We're mothers and fathers. We're the product, we're the offspring of our natural sinful parents. And that's what happened. You know, a sinful parent can't produce nothing but a sinful child. And that's the way it is. And I tell you what, we're the product, we're the offspring of our sinful parents. The first man, Adam, is the only man not born of a woman. Only man not born of a woman. And God made him out of the dust and made him into his own image. Well, Adam defaced that image of God when he disobeyed him and ate of the fruit, and he fell. He fell. He fell from his standing with God. He fell from his righteousness. He fell from sinlessness and fell all the way down to the bottom and became a sinner. An awful, sinful creature. Sin entered this world by one man. That's one of the greatest, you know, people. Where did world sin come from? It come through one man. And since that day, since sin entered this world, sin has come upon every soul that's ever been born into this world. Ever been born into this world. And all men are born of woman. And that's what he said. He that's born of a woman. You know, they're all sinful, weak. We're born in sin. We're born frail. We're born like dust. We have an evil nature. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. Oh my. Now that don't mean that he was born out of wedlock. He says, my mother was a sinner and she couldn't produce nothing but a sinner like me. That's what he's talking about. The wicked go estranged from the womb speaking lies. And sinful parents produce sinful offspring. And I'm thankful that my children ain't no worse than they are. Because I know me, they would be... How bad could they possibly be being my children? Say, well, my kids wouldn't do this. That. Well, listen. Not only won't they do it, but I've done it. Huh? And then look what he says. He said, it's a few days and full of trouble. You know, before the flood... Men lived hundreds and hundreds. Adam lived 600 years. Noah lived 600 years. Methuselah lived 979 years. How did those folks live so long? Well, God was replenishing the earth, and of course, the curse hadn't fully brought effect upon the earth yet. But before the flood came, men lived hundreds and hundreds of years. But after Moses came, since the days of Moses, men's years are, the scripture said in Psalm 90, he has 70 unless God gives him strength. 70 years is what the scripture says. But I tell you what, and those who live the longest, I've known some folks live a long time. Those who live the longest live only just a few days. He said, man that's born of woman is of a few days. Just a few days. I thought of that today, sitting there thinking, I can remember being a teenager. I can remember so many things I've done when I was a teenager. I can remember what I was like when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I can remember so many things. Now how did I get from there to here? How'd that happen? Because you know, that's just been a few days. Man that's born of a woman is a few days. And I don't care how long a man compared to eternity, it's just a very few days. And I know this, man is born to trouble. Scott used to say there's three places a believer is at all times. He's either in trouble, coming out of trouble, or going into trouble. And I tell you, that's what he's talking about. You know why? You know what? Man's born in trouble. Man has trouble because of sin. Sin, that's why it is. He's born in sin. Sin and trouble go together. If you didn't have no sin, you would have no trouble. That's why we look forward to getting out of this world, because when we leave here, we leave trouble and we leave sin behind. And that's what we have trouble for, because of sin. And I tell you, sin and trouble go together. Sin, uncleanness, death, trouble live in and with this man that's born of a woman, and will until they throw dirt on him one of these days. Huh? Then look what he says here in verse 2. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Well, I tell you, man that's born of a woman can't. Then Luke said, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. You know, the flower comes up out of the earth. Beautiful, beautiful. And I love flowers. Man, we've had a lot of flowers in our lifetime. We'll raise so many flowers. And that's the way man is. As a flower comes out of the earth, man comes up out of the earth. God brought him out of the earth. And he brought him out of dust, and he's going to take him back to dust. And as that flower flourishes and looks so pretty and looks so bright and looks so glorious, you know, people, all the time you say, I want some of those flowers. And I want some of those flowers. And they'll come and they'll dig up those flowers and say, I want all them so pretty. And I don't care how long they last, they don't last no time. Huh? And that's the way a man is. That flower flourishes, is so beautiful and so pretty. And man's like that flower. He soon withers and he soon dies. And I tell you, look what else it says about him. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. You know how much substance we got? How much substance does a shadow have? Shadow, can you reach and touch a shadow? That's what he says here. That's what I said. He fleeth also. You know how long a shadow lasts? He fleeth out of shadow and continueth not. A shadow is just an empty thing. It's dark, don't have any substance to it. It's uncertain and it passes away so quickly. And that resembles the life of a man. James said it like this in James chapter 4 and verse 14. What is your life? What is your life? It appears as a vapor. It appears as a vapor for a short time and then vanishes away. Vanishes away. I never will forget, I told this before. Years ago I was preaching and Herman was still here, and I got to preaching one time and I said, who in the world would want to live till they're 85? Herman lifted his hand and said, I do. We got folks here that's approaching that age and some past that age. And he lived quite a while after 85. Quite a while after 85. But yet that 92 years that he lived, he said, just a snap of a finger. Snap of a finger. Oh my. Then Job comes down here to verse 3. He's been describing man that's been born of a woman. And he's been talking about what other people are like. Then he begins to address himself. And he talks about himself before God. And he's talking about himself and he asks this question. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment? Lord, do you open your eyes and look upon such a person as me? Huh? Unclean, worthless, just a piece of clay, temporary piece of clay. Do you care about me, think about me, consider about me? Do you observe my ways? When I'm so far beneath you, and I tell you nobody can contend with you, can't contend with you, oh my. And look what David says. Look over here in the Psalm. Look in Psalm 8. Look in Psalm 8. Look what David says. David says the same thing. That's what Job said. Lord, oh my. Do you look, consider me? You look on me, such a worm as myself? Clean, unclean, worthless? Do you put your eyes on me? Look what David said in verse 3. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, I look up and see everything that you've done. And then I look at myself and I say, what is man that you even think about him? Why would you be mindful of him? And then not only that you would visit that man. That you would visit him. And that's what Job's talking about. And that's what he back over here in chapter 14. He said, Lord, do you bring me into judgment with you? Oh my. I can't contend with you. When you bring me into judgment, what have I got to say? What can I say about myself? What can I do about myself? Huh? And I tell you what, when a man wants to stand before God and stand before God on the basis of justice and judgment, he can't stand there. He can't contend with God. The only way a man can contend with God is through the Lord Jesus Christ, and let him do all you contend. Yeah. Man, I tell you what, man does not even deserve to be considered by God. I tell you, he don't even deserve to be considered by God. And yet he does. Huh? And I tell you, we'll go back to that first question there in verse 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. We're born unclean. We'll live unclean and we'll die unclean in God's sight. So how in the world can a man be clean that's born of a woman? Huh? Look in Job 15 there. Let me just show you two things before I get to my point about Christ. But look there in verse 14. Job chapter 15, verse 14. What is man that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water. Now look in Job chapter 25. Man wants to talk about all their accomplishments and what they are. Oh my. Well, compared to one another, we come out good. But compared with God, that's another story. Look what he says here in verse 4. How then can man be justified with God? How can he be clean that's born of a woman? He said, look at the moon, and it don't even shine. The stars are not pure in his sight. How much less is man that is a worm, and the son of man which is a worm? People don't like to be called worms. When I read that today, I was looking at that today, it brought tears to my eyes. I'm glad to be a worm, as long as I'm God's worm. Don't bother me a bit to be called a worm. It really doesn't. Oh, thou worm, Jacob. You know what else God said about Jacob? Jacob hath I loved. I'm like that dog. As long as I'm the Lord's dog, I don't care. I'll be a worm. As long as I'm the Lord's worm. Oh, I'll take my place there. I'll take my place in the dust where God, where worms supposed to stay. But oh, I tell you what, how can he be clean born of a woman? Well, you know how a man can be clean? The answer is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and our Savior. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ, he entered into a covenant of God for us. For those that were born unclean, those that's born of a woman. And he's the surety of a better covenant, established upon much better promises. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he was born of a woman, without a man. He was born of a woman. And you know what? He was born of a woman so he could come into this world and represent us before God. Job said, oh Lord, are you going to bring me in judgment with thee? Set your eyes on me. Christ said, set your eyes on me. Bring me into judgment. Bring me into judgment for their places. Huh? Oh my, our Lord had no human fathers, born of a woman. So that makes him without the sin of Adam. Our Lord Jesus Christ was sinless, spotless, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Huh? Oh my, bless his holy name. And he born of a woman so that when he come here, he could represent us. You know, we have representatives. I know who my representative is in this district. I have a representative who goes to Washington, D.C., and I got two senators supposed to go up there and represent us. I couldn't get him on the phone for love nor money. But I've got a representative before God Almighty that came here and represented me and represented all of his elect before God, before law, before justice, before death, before hell, and before everything that was against him. He represented us before God. And you know what? I get a hold of him anytime I want to. He never tells me no. Huh? And he wasn't elected to office, and he can't be put out either. You know who the elect are? We are. We are, huh? And our Lord Jesus, by his blessed, glorious obedience, while he was in this flesh, he came and imputed to us holiness, sanctification, righteousness, huh? And you know, talking about bringing a clean thing out of an unclean, you know how a person's made clean? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses what from? All sin. And then he presents us holy and without blame and faultless before him in love. He hath perfected, Hebrews 10:14, this is one of my favorite verses. Listen, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's a long time. Oh my. Now let's go down here at verse 7. Let's go on down through here now. Job chapter 14. Just go with it a little bit. And oh my, so in verse 7, it says this. When a man's cut down, there's hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it'll sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof she will not cease. And I've cut down lots and lots of trees in my lifetime. I've cut lots of them down. And though the root thereof get old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet you send a little water on it, send a little rain on it, and there'll be a bud coming up off of that old stump. And the next thing you know, you got several sprouts. The next thing you know, you got a tree growing up again. And that's what he said. It'll bring forth boughs like a tree. You know, if a tree's cut down, there's more hope of a tree than a man without God. Uh-huh. Oh, sun will shine, it'll bud and grow again. Grow again. But look what he said in verse 10. But man dieth. Man dieth and wasteth away, cut off. Yea, men giveth up the ghost, and where is he? There's the second question. Where is he? If a man dies and wasteth away, where is he? Now, we die. We're all going to die. There's no getting around that. They take us and they go bury us in the ground. About everybody here in this building tonight, I don't know if some of you have it or not, but almost all of us have already picked out our burial sites. Already picked them out. And it don't bother me to go look at where I'm going to be buried. It does not bother me a bit. I said, that's right there, that's where they're going to put me. That don't upset me, don't make me bite my fingernails and say, oh my, that day. No. We die and we're buried in the ground. And we go back to the dust from where we come. There ain't going to be no revival of life. They ain't going to get you back up. No. The scripture said in Ecclesiastes, man giveth up the spirit. Life is utterly and absolutely gone. Where is he? Where is he? The only answer you can find is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Where is he? Where is he? Our Lord said to that believing thief, you know what he said? Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, today, where's he going to go? He's going to die. They're going to bury him. And they ain't going to go there and raise him up like Lazarus was, but the Lord says, today, you shall be with me. In paradise. The believer who dies and goes to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, his body goes to the dust, but his soul goes to God who gave it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, is what the apostle says. And I tell you what, you know, when the scriptures tells us that after this earthly tabernacle, tent, is what it's called. After this tent be dissolved, we have a building, listen to it now, a building of God, not made with hands. Where's it at? Eternal in the heavens. Where is he? If you're in Christ, you're with him. That's what we say about everybody that goes. They go to, they've gone to be with the Lord. They've gone to be with Christ. They've gone to be with Him. Oh my. Oh, Elijah and Moses came back and they had a form. They had a body. They had a form. And they talked with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter, James, and John knew who they were. And Shirley and I was talking about this the other day. Would we get to glory? Now, if I go before you do, you go before I do. Listen, we won't know nothing about this world here. Nothing whatsoever. But I do know this. That when we get there, we're going to recognize Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Paul, Peter, John, we're going to recognize all them people. How do you think Peter, John, James recognized that that's Moses and Elijah? Never had seen them before. God gave them eyes to see who they was. And the scripture says that we shall sit down to eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going to sit down at the table and eat with those men. Huh? And you know what? It's the same faith that God gave Abraham, that he believed God and he imputed it to him for righteousness. We have exactly the same faith Abraham has. Exactly the same faith. Oh boy, I tell you, I get on this business, Kobe. Oh my. But I don't care about sitting down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, though that's going to be a wonderful experience. But the most greatest experience it's going to have is to be and see and enjoy
the Lord Jesus Christ forever.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Sun was shining bright today. But I tell you what, when we get the glory of this sun out here, it just ceases to be. Mm-hmm. You know what will be the light of heaven? Said, won't need no sun there. You know why? Because Christ is the light of it. Yeah. That's how gloriously bright He shines. That He's like the sun shining in His bright. Oh, that's a wonderful thing to think about, ain't it? Oh, boy. I tell you, the only thing that's going to make heaven, heaven, is Christ.
That's right.
The only thing that's going to make heaven, heaven, is Christ. That's the only thing. And that's and every believer, that's all they're interested in, is to go be with the Lord. Yeah, go be with the Lord. And all right, now look what else he says here. Now here's the first, look in verse 12. So man lieth down and rises not till the heavens diminish no more. They shall awake, they shall not awake nor be raised out of the sleep. So he lies down in the grave and he dies and he rises not. He don't come up from the grave back into the world. And the place where he was and as he was, man will die and never live again as to this natural life is what he's talking about. He won't live again like in this natural life. And look right there in verse 13. Now I tell you what, he said, you won't come back to this natural life. And I listen to this now. Oh, that there was Job said, hide me in the grave. Hide me in the grave. And keep me there. Keep me secret until your wrath be past. And listen to this. Listen to this now. And that thou wast appoint me a set time. What set time? A time for him to come out of there. Time for him to go be with Christ. And look what else he says. Appoint me a set time and remember me. Job says, remember me. Set me a time. Keep me down here in secret. Put me in the grave. Hide me there. Hide me there. Then you set me a time when it's time. And then remember me. Oh, God remembers, knows right where you're at. Oh, my. And all, if a man die, shall he live again. Then in verse 14, look what he says now. If a man die, shall he live again? Oh, yes, he shall. Oh, yes, he shall. Oh, yes, those that are in the Lord Jesus Christ have the promise of a blessed, glorious resurrection unto eternal life. Our Lord said, because I live, you shall live also, said the Lord. Our Lord Jesus died and He rose again. He rose again. And He tells us that, beloved, as He died and as He rose again, we died with Him and rose again with Him because we're in such union with Him. And you know what else He said? He said, it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we do know this, that when He appears, we shall see Him as He is. And you know what the next line says? We shall be just like Him. Whatever body He had when He appeared to those disciples, that's the body we're going to have. They said, oh Lord, did you know they asked Him about His resurrection? And they said, oh, I'm not a spirit. Touch me, touch me. Spirit don't have flesh and bones. He never said nothing about blood. Flesh and bones. He said, got anything here to eat? Yeah, he had a body and he ate in that body. Oh my. Well, we're going to be just like Him. Going to be just like Him. As in Adam we die, in Christ shall we all be made alive. Oh my. Listen. How are the dead raised? Paul said there's lots of bodies. Lots of bodies. There's heavenly bodies. There's terrestrial bodies. There's bodies that comes out of plants. There's bodies that come out of the sea. All kinds of bodies.
But he said, I'd not have you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep. He said, we'll go. Right now we got a corruptible body and it'll be buried. It'll come up incorruptible. Right now we have a mortal body, but we're going to be raised immortal. Then we're going to look back at the grave and say, oh grave, where is thy victory? We're going to look at death and say, where in the world your sting go? Ain't got one. Christ took it out. Oh, and I know you, Christ himself is the resurrection of life. You can't be in Christ and not have life. If we believe him, we ain't never going to die. This body is, but we ain't. When our Lord Jesus died, we died with him, crucified with him. When he arose, the scriptures tell us we raised up with him. And when he ascended to glory and sat down at the right hand, the scriptures tells us that we seated together with him in the heavenly places. Now this old body's going to sleep. This old body's going to rest. But that spirit, that whatever spirit that God gives us to go be with him, that can be seen, that can be touched, and can see Christ, that's what we're going to have until the resurrection comes and he gives us that new body. Huh? Oh my. That's three questions. Where's the answers at? Can a clean thing come out of an unclean? Yes, it can. The blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. If a man dies, shall he live again? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Our Father, oh, blessed Savior, thank you for allowing us to meet here tonight. Thank you for your precious word. I pray you made it a blessing. It's a blessing to me. It spoke to me. Oh, your word always speaks to me, and I'm thankful for it. God bless it to the hearts, minds, faith of those who are gathered here tonight. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Every hour of every day, every moment, and in every way, I'm leaning on Jesus. He's the rock of my soul. I'm singing his praises wherever I go. Well, God will.